Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez, two dots, about 8 lines up from the bottom, and we are discussing the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brought, or I call it a carbon, but let's call it a carbon mincha, that the Kohen Gadol brought every single day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. This was learned out from the same sukkim in Parshas Sav that the Minchas Chinuch was learned out from, that the Kohen Hedyo brings the first day that he does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam points out, if you look in the Rambam, when the Kohen Gadol starts when he first sees a Kohen Hedyo, so he brings a Minchas Chinuch. Let's say for some reason the Kohen Gadol never did Avodah before. The first time he does Avodah, he's doing Avodah as the Kohen Gadol. Very unusual. You would think that they wouldn't have somebody without any experience doing the Avodah. But let's say that would take place, then he would bring two Karbanos. He'd bring the regular Minchas Chinuch. Here you bring a Beis HaMikdash. Exactly. So that it might take place twice in history. Right? Twice in history by Aaron HaKohen. And I'm not sure, by Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol first. I don't know if Aaron did any of the, brought the Minchas Chinuch before that. But he brings the Minchas Chinuch, and he brings his special Kohen Gadol carbon as well. But generally, in a regular situation, he would have brought his Minchas Chinuch the first time he started doing the Avodah as a Kohen Hedyot. So when he became the Kohen Gadol, then he would bring his special carbon Kohen Gadol of the Chavitin. So that's what we started talking about yesterday. Is it one carbon? Is it two carbonas? Maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, suggested the Dvir HaKodesh, because they said you bake all 12 loaves and then split it. That's the Rambam Shita versus the Ravid, that no, you bake 12 loaves and you take 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon, which might reflect separateness. Or the other machlokas to the Rambam and the Ravid is the Rambam says you don't have to be so exact. When you split it and, estimate. Ravid says, what are you talking about? Don't estimate, you gotta do it, bedafka. So again, those two machlokos might point to a fundamental, machlokos about this issue. Okay, so let's go with Itmar. Itmar by the two dots. Chavite Kohen Gadol. Ketzad Osan Osan. How is the Chavite Kohen Gadol made? Why? Because as you'll see, there are two different drushes that could be learned. Was it first fried and then baked, the dough? Or was it first baked and then fried? Everybody agrees both were done. The question is what order. So, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ofev Yachach Matagna. First you bake it and then you fry it. Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Chanina, Matagna Vakach Ofev. First we fry it and then we bake it. The frying here must be a serious type of frying, because if it was just a drop of frying in the pot, that might be called afia in halacha. Right, we know there's various halacha contexts where we're talking about how do you define frying. Deep frying, regular, not deep frying, schnitzel, french fries, depending how one, actually sometimes schnitzel is also deep fried. But, if somebody, puts a little bit fried onions, let's say, in a frying pan, that's not covered by oil, usually. It's just a little oil on the bottom. So what is frying called baking in halacha? It comes up for Hilcha Shabbos, Bishel Achar Bishel, right? You need dry heat and moist heat. Depending on what the situation is, we pass in Bishel Achar Bishel Daraisa, but we pass in Yesh Bishel Achar Afia, Yesh Afia Achar Bishel, is it dry, is it moist heat? Number one, it comes up by Bishel Akum. Is something Bishel Akum or is something Afias Akum? There's a big difference. Bishel Akum is a din. Pas Akum is a chumra that we pass in. Right? It comes up in Basar B'Chalav. Basav Achalav, is it Bishul Basav Achalav, is Tigun, the first Pesach Shuvayin, in Ilchus Basav Achalav discusses, what about Tigun? So it comes up in Ilchus Shabbos, Ilchus Basav Achalav, Ilchus Bishul Akum, so here it comes up as well. So whatever the case is, we're talking about a case that is for sure Tigun, different than Afia. You soak it in oil. So Rabbi Yochanan says that first you bake it and then you fry it. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Chanina, the opposite, Mitagna V'yachar Kach Ofe. First you fry it and then you bake it. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Kavasai Didi Mistavra. I think, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that I think that I am right. This is the first shita. I think you bake it first. Why? Because the Torah uses the word tufine. Tufine to describe this, a carbon. And we darshan it from there. That means Te'afena Yafeh. Tufine is an unusual word, so it means bake it beautifully. And if you fry something first and then you bake it, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look nice. So that's why it must be you bake it first, because when you bake it, it has to be no'eh. Rav Asi Amar, Kavasi Didi Mistava, Rav Asi says, no, I think I'm right. Why? Tufine te'afena no. Tufine means bake it na. What does na mean? Na usually is translated as raw, but that's not correct. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, in the Isser of eating the Karban Pesach na, says the Sefer HaChinuch, na means undercooked. That's the definition of na. V'zev shalolecha in mitzvah zayin. Shalolecha b'psar pesach na u'bashel ki imsli yesh. You can't eat it na, you can't eat it cooked, very cooked, bashel, and it's meat sli. Shalva tachlim eno na v'shavushim v'mayin ki imsli yesh. Ha'idin hazeh, shalol yochal oso kodim gemar bishulo afilu b'tzli. Don't eat it before it's fully cooked, even if it's a little roasted. V'zev pirish na, shahabasar shehizchil ba maisa ha'or. The fire started working on it. But ainu ra'u v'nitzla ma'at v'ainu ra'u l'achilas adam. But it's still not edible. That's what we would call a little less than very rare. Very rare. Right? You like yours well done or very rare. And it's all. It's some people would eat it. They'll think it's raw. Right? That's not. If it's totally raw, shlo hischil bo ha'or klal ein bichlal lav dina lil kosalav. That's not called na. If it's totally raw, mishum atochlim enu na. That's what the chinuch holds. Of also be the rice, it's still also the rice to eat it because it's not sli. Right, it still has to be. You don't violate the isser of na, but you don't get the mitzvah of sli. So na, according to the chinuch, means if it is done a little bit. So that's what it means here too. Rabbi Asi says that it must be that you fry it first. Frying is not totally cooking it. And that's what's learned that from tufine. It means tofena na. Bake it when it is already done a little bit. So the tikkun has to happen first. Kitanoi, and really this is a machlok, is machlokas amaroim, is really a machlokas tanon. Tu fine teafena na, Rebbe Omer, teafena na'eh. Right? So na, the first day, or na'eh. Rebbe Yossi Omer has a third opinion, teafena rabba. Wow, what does teafena rabba mean? Isle na, v'isle na'eh. He holds of both. Yields of both days. And therefore what? Rashi quotes a couple of opinions. We'll go with one of them. That you have to bake it first and third. First you bake it to be yotzei, the teafena na'eh, and then you fry it, and then you bake it again to make it teafena na. Right, that's the day of Rashi. Rashi goes three opinions, but that's the first one. Mishum hachi ofe acher tigun, v'islei na'eh mishum hachi ofe tchila. Right, so you do it. Both. Where was this done? We'll see in a minute. Where was this done? But pashtus, it was done in the Azara. In the Azara, there was an oven. I didn't say exactly where it was, but we'll see in a second that this was prepared bifnim, as we'll see. Okay, Viter Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah later on, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishasan, Va'arichasan, Va'afiyasan, Bifnim. Right? Velisha, the kneading, and the Arichasan, the braiding, Va'afiyasan, and the baking, Bifnim, was all done in the Azara. Rashi says, Taner Shalmateches Hayeba Azara. There was a metal oven somewhere in the Azara. Doesn't say exactly where it was. In the Azara, Mistabe wasn't, was it right near the Mizbeach? Was it in a corner so it wouldn't like burn anybody? Doesn't say. Pashas says, somewhere on the east side of the Azara. So there was an oven, a metal oven in the Azara, and that's where it was done. Vidochos, well, let's stop there first. Oh, let's just finish the line. Vidochos is a Shabbos, and all of these Malachis were Docha Shabbos. Right? The Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol had to be brought every single day, including Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you might say, you know, do all the preparations before, and no. Not only was the avodah docha Shabbos, the burning docha Shabbos, but all of the preparatory stages, the afiyah, the lisha, all of that was also docha Shabbos by the minchas chavitin. Rashi says that it was only this karban mincha that was done mi bifnim. Other menachas could have been baked mi bachutz. That's what Rashi says. Why? Rashi says, why does this one dafka need pnim? Third to last skinny line. Dikasavar, because this opinion holds. Chatzi isaron shebo hayacholi chavitiko and gadol nimshach. The clay shares that you put the flour in order to start off the carbonous mincha, usually used isaron kalim. Measuring cups that were isaron big. Because most minchas were used that measurement. One isaron, two isaron, three isaron. Here though, it has to be split. You have to have a chatz isar measurement. This was the only item in the entire avoda that you ever needed a chatz isaron for. So says Rashi, that's why Chazal were moshech and anointed and created this kli sharis to be mekadesh what's in it. Because there was no worry that stam, everybody was gonna, could take the minchas out after it was mekudash. By other minchas, which use the Isarun Caleb, there was a worry that they might take it out. So Chazal didn't want that to become nifsal b'yotzei. That's why they weren't nifshach moshech and they weren't mekadesh yet with the original klisharis. But by this one, which was only used by the Kohen Gadol for the avoda of his karban, so there was no worry. It was only the chatz Isarun. And therefore, v'hai, second to last line, v'hai delo mishchus Isarun ha-shalein, b'v'nei kalada modid bo minchaso, u'pa'amim shamosi alachutz. When it comes to the measuring kalim, we're not talking about the one that you put it in before you did kmitza, because we spoke about that it had kedusha in once it got, but it was the earlier stage. The kalim that you put it in to measure in, and maybe you baked it, right? Most of the time we spoke about kmitza was done after the afiyah by most karbanos, except by mincha solas. But by all other karbanos mincha, it was done after everything. So the first stage, when you put it in to measure it, before you put it into the klisharis that's going to be mekadishit, was that mekadishit already. So, by Rashi says, by the chatz yisarad, by this karban, no. Why? I'm sorry, by this karban, yes. Unlike all other ones, because this one, aval zeh eino maser ela lekohanim, it was specifically given to kohanim, doing avoda for the kohen gadol. That is shitas Rashi. The Shita Bukabetzis here argues, the Shita Bukabetzis has an os lamid on the fifth wide line, velo nira l'ri, de ein zeh tam baru l'chalik b'yisar l'chatz yisar. I don't like that chilik of being mechalik between the kalim, kiven de trevayu midas yaveshi, they're both dry measurements. So why would you say it has different rules? Why does it say chavita kohen gadol here? Because it's docha Shabbos, and it's not like other menachos that are not docha Shabbos. So in that halacha, it is different. Avalishasa barichasa bifnim lav laafuki shar menachos asa. To who did shar menachos? All menachos the avoda of all menachos were done bifnim in the azara. There was an oven. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, Shita Bukabat says, where was the avoda besides the kmitza that was done inside? That was b'chol makom b'azara, if you remember, and that was done closer to the makom of Hava'a. But what about all the others? Avodas, the earlier avodas by most minchas, was that also done in the azara? Was that done anywhere? So machlokas Rashi and Shita Bukabat says, important machlokas to remember. Okay, somebody emailed me a few months ago, where was the afiyah done of the minachas? So here's the answer. Minani Mili, third line from the bottom. So how do we know that the afiyah is docha Shabbos? A couple of suggestions. Amar Afuna number one. Tufine teafet na'em. Same drasha that we had before. Tufine means bake it beautifully when it is in a beautiful state. Vi afila me'esmo in shefala. And if you baked it yesterday, it's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be beautiful. It's one day old dough. And therefore, it is not going to be a kiyum of te'afena no'eh. The Hagos Maimonios quotes this. We're going to do a lot of amud beis today. It's going to be this amud beis and the next amud beis. But we're doing amud beis today. Says the Hagos Maimonios, Nilchas Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam there talks about what chalas are, what matzahs are good to be used for the matzahs mitzvah. And the Hagos Maimonios says it's pretty clear in the Rambam that one does not need to bake matzah bizman that is already in Isser Chametz. Right? Meaning, one does not need to use matzah's mitzvah that will bake the Erev Pesach. That's what Hagos Maimonios seems to say. But he said, that's what the Rambam seems to say. That's the name of Furish, but it's pretty clear for the Rambam that one does not need matzah baked after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. It says, Benira mina kosher, shalol lefos matzah shal mitzvah, bo'od chamis chayam. But, says Hagos Maimonios, it is a mina kosher to do it. So bina kasha to bake matzah very late. V'im afa lo hifsid. If you baked it earlier, it's okay. V'gam Rashi, and he quotes the Machzor Vitri, to ein lefos matzah shal mitzvah kodem chatzos. Kishem she'ein ha-pesach nishcha kodem chatzos. Taha iskish le-pesach. What's the makar? You compare Pesach and matzah. Just like Karban Pesach is only kosher lakar chatzos at Erev Pesach, so too matzah is only kosher to create on Erev Pesach et Chatzos. Kedeisa b'harim psachim. And then he quotes, because of Baal HaRokeach, this is Hagos Maimonios in Perek Vav, Shalom Nochon Lafos Matzah Shalom Shady B'Erev Yantif, Techaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Then he continues and says, what about in Chutz La'aretz for the second night of Pesach? When do you bake those matzahs? Don't do it on the first day afternoon, because that's hachana. You're not allowed to be meichel from one day to the next. The ode. And then he says, don't bake it on Erev Yantif for the second night. Why? Because it's too early. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And then he says, v'od hevi. And he brings a raya, why shouldn't you do it on Erev Pesach for the second night? Hadakasa b'shili perakat cheles tufine mincha pita teafena no'eh v'yofi lemeyasmo inshfalah. Right, if it's baked yesterday, it's going to get old. Is that appropriate for matzah's mitzvah? So that's the Hagos Maimonides. But this is made famous by a lot of the Rebbes who like to bake their matzah on Erev Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Tuf Nun Ches Sif Aleph. Noagim shelo lalush matzah's mitzvah be'erev Pesach ad achar sheishos. The minog is to wait to bake the matzah is risky business. Risky business to bake it late on Erev Pesach. Shehu zman akravas parben Pesach, which is the time of the current Pesach. Mishnah Berurah quotes, mashma de eino ela minog. Via minog nismach, we should iskish achilas matzah the current Pesach. Avo me'etzem adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, hochichwa poskim de ein lochish lazeh, don't worry about it. De ikar hekesh ne'mar le'idyin achilas matzah b'layla rishona. De ikar hekesh is eating matzah, not baking matzah. Right, eating matzah, you have to finish before chatzos, just like you have to finish the carbon before chatzos, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. But not the afias matzahs. She says, "Val kain b'di eved im afa hamatzah kodem sheish v'afilu chodesh or shnei chadashim kodem haPesach." Even if you made it 2 months before, make her a date. Even if you kept it from last year and you made sure that it didn't get become chametz at all, v'asan l'shei matzah kosher, that is all okay. Those that are makbid, so what do you do? It takes quickly, but you gotta, I'll read that in a second, but the counter pressure is that you're gonna start your Seder much later. You already start your Seder late on the second night of Chutz La'aretz. You're gonna bake another half an hour at least. I mean, at least, you know, whatever, less than 50 minutes, but to get the ovens going and the, you know, so it might take short time. The Mishnah Berurah continues, it says, V'idei Rov Yisrael ein nogin lizar, afilu b'matzas mitzvah l'ashash b'ar Pesach, im eza mehen. Most Jews are not machmed about this. V'chipasti b'achronim. And I found in the Big Day Yesha, who I think is the father of the Shlah, right? Through the son of the Shlah, I think it's the father of the Shlah. V'bnei sheyesh kama deos she'afilu be'er Pesach b'mashehu. You know why? Because it's risky business. Because some poskim, so even Erev Pesach, chametz is oser b'mashehu. V'zeh kasha lizar shelo yimatsu af mashu chametz b'achidim shelo yu mitzumachim. And therefore, it's risky business to do. And that is why, if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, the Piskei Tshuva quotes that the Reb Chaim and the Griz and the Chazonish and the Stipler were not makpid for this halacha of baking on Erev Pesach, because probably it's a risky business. The Vilna Gaon was not makpid, and other Gedolei Yisrael as well. But again, this is minug of some of the rabbis like to do this. But there is an interesting halacha that one should be aware of if one ever does this, and that is later on in Siman Tav Samach halash acharei zman iser chametz. If you're doing that, if you're baking the matzahs after the zman iser yomar b'shas lisha, you have to say as you're needing it. Kol peiru reb sheyiflu b'shas lisha v'aricha v'chein batzek anidbak ani mevatel osam. You got to do a preemptive bittel, because once it becomes a crumb, it's already Usher, it's not yours. You can't do bittel. You can't do bittel once it exists. So you got to do a preemptive bittel before they're there, as you're doing the kneading. If any chametz, if there becomes any chametz that are created through my actions, so I'm a vatalim and they're a hefker kafir da'ara. That it comes even before it becomes chametz. But if it's anything that's going to become chametz, I'm a vatalim. But the Hagos Amadios quotes this Gemara. As saying that to do it too early is maybe not appropriate. But again, that's what he quotes in the also in the footnotes here. The second night of Pesach, also especially because the kids are going to fall asleep, so one maybe is shouldn't do that. Okay, Viter says one other great source, the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima on this pasuk in Parshas Tzav, by talking about the Minchas Chavitin, he quotes this Hagos Amanias, and then he quotes, I don't think you could compare the two. Minachis, comparing them to matzah? Why? By Minachis, the whole purpose of a carbon. It says lo mashcha kederach shem malachim ochlin. So that's why it has to be fresh and beautiful and the teyafena na'eh. Matz is lechem oni. So lechem oni. So let it be a day old. Let it be a day old. What's the big deal? Or let it be a day old. One erev Pesach. So I don't think what's his connection between the Gemara, the Minchas Chavitin, and the mitzvah matzah. No, matzah could be okay. You have on the one hand matzah is a beautiful mitzvah, but it's called lechem oni. One of the pshatim is lechem oni, right? Lechem of a poor man. So that's what he said. He's not upset about doing it too early. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. So Rav Huna was answer number one. What's the source that they're docha Shabbos? That you don't want them to be old. Maskav Rav Yosef, Eima to cover Slevi Yarka. Maybe you'll do something to keep it fresh. You could bake it yesterday and wrap it with certain vegetables, certain greens that you could wrap it with to keep it fresh. So there's a way out that it doesn't have to be docha Shabbos. So why should we have to do malachas on Shabbos? So number two, Tver b'Shmol Tana Te'aseh Afilu b'Shabbos Te'aseh Afilu b'Tumah. Right, do it b'Shabbos and b'Tumah. Abaya Amar, third answer, Amar Kra Soles Mincha Tamid Harehu K'Minchas Tamidin. Right, it's called a Mincha Tamid, so we compare it to a Karban Tamid, and just like the Karban Tamid, the Mincha that goes along with the Karban Tamid is Docha Shabbos, so too, this is Docha Shabbos as well. Rava Amar, number four, Al Machavas, Melamed Shetu'una Kli. This is called the Menchas Chavitin because of the Machavas, the frying pan that is used with, teaches me that you need to do it with a Kli Shares. V'yafila me'esmol ifsalei belina. And you have to put it into a Kli Shares, and if you bake it yesterday, then it will be nifsal belina, so that's why you can't do it. Once you put it into a Kli Shares, the entire voda has to be done on the same day. So four pshatim given for the source. The Mikdash David has an important ha'ara here in Simen Chav Hei Oz Beis, where he talks about Simen Chav Hei Oz Beis. We know that Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Karban Tzibur, not Dechuyah. The Gemara says in Yuma Dat Mem Vav, Shabbos is Hutra. That's why all the Karban Tamid, right, all the Karbanas that are Kavu Alam Zman on Shabbos are brought on Shabbos. Mikol Makom, says the Mikdash David, Nireh, even though they're Docha Shabbos, you do whatever you can to be memait the Isser Shabbos, the Avdina Titzdaka Shelo Lahavi Lidei Isser Shabbos. How do you know that? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say after it asks, "Is Docha Shabbos? Why don't you wrap it in the greens?" And the Gemara seemed to suggest that, accept that kasha. What do you mean? It's Docha Shabbos. It's Hutra. No. Even if Hutra, says the Mikdash David, it seems that you do whatever you can to be mimait. And that is why he says, Makshima Olam, the Velt asks, by all Karbanos on Shabbos, for example, Shechitas Karbanos, you shef the Karbanos on Shabbos, why don't we make two Kohanim do it together? Shnayim She'asa'uhu, which is a kosher Shechita, but it's not an Isser D'oraisa on Shabbos. Right, Shnayim Shesu, two people who could have done, one person could have done the malacha, to Shnayim Shesu, Peturim, Al Kapoyim, my law of Dina, Lahakela Isser. So says the Mikdash David, Yisod Gadol, when do you try to be Mema'it, be Isurim, by something that's Hutra? That's only by the Machshirin, by the preparatory stages, by the Afia, by the Lisha, by the Aricha, but by the burning? But the actual mitzvah that you have to do, says that hutra, you do it, you don't have to be ma'at there. So too by the Tamid. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, the Dalal Avodos, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Tamid isn't just to burn it, but it's also to shecht it. So any actual avoda, guf ha'akrava, avagav de efshel l'shanuye, lo avdina titztaka, kivan de hutra. It's an important yisod by the Mikdash. David again in Chaf Hei Beis. Vaita, so we have four pshatim. What is the source? How do you know that all of these are docha Shabbos? Tanya kavase de Rava. This is the brisa that supports Rava. This is going to be a long brisa, and then we're going to talk about the brisa, who the brisa is according to. We're going to have three pshatim who the brisa is according to, but this takes us the entire amud all the way until the top of the next amud. Tanya kavase de Rava. Alma chavas melamed shetu'una kli b'shemen. Al-Machavas teaches me in a frying pan, you fry something without oil, it's going to burn. So Al-Machavas teaches me that you need oil. Melamed Shetu'una Kli Bishemen Lahosif Lashemen. But the word Bishemen adds on you need even more Shemen, because you already know you need to use oil. The word Bishemen must be to teach me you need even more oil. Lahosif Lashemen. I don't know how much oil one needs. We already, by the way, have the raya, because it says two in a kli. That we already have the raya to Rava, but now we have the whole long brisa. So how do you know how much oil to add on? Hareini done. I make the following comparison. Namar kan shemen, it says by the minchas chavit in oil. V'namar lahalan, but minchas nesachim shemen. And it says by the nesachim that you bring with the carbon tab, it also says oil. Ma lahalan shloshes lugin li isaron. Just like there, it's three lug per isaron. Av yakan shloshes lugin li isaron. So do you compare it on the one hand to the mincha that goes along with the carbon tamid? Right, the Nesachim, and that's three lugin per Isaron. O klak l'derach zu. Or the Brisa says, maybe you should compare it to a different context. Namar kan shemen, v'namar b'minchas nedava shemen. By, it says oil here, but it says by minchas nedava oil. Malahalon lug echad, afkan lug echad. Right, so which is it? So near lemi doma, what do we compare it to? Do you compare the chavitin to the minchas tamid, or do you compare the chavitin to the minchas nedava? That's the question. So, dunin Tabashat mi tabashat, or yours on the side takes out the base. Done in tashat mi tashat, not to be confused with tashat with a two tufts, right? Done in tashat mi tashat, what does that mean? You compare the chavitin to the tamid because it's similar in three ways. What does tashat stand for? Tadir. They're both very common every day. And doche Shabbos. And they're both Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. And they're both Docha Tumah. So that's why you should compare it to Tumid. The Ain Dunin Tashat Vishainu Tashat. And don't compare it to a carbon Minchas Nedava, which is not Docha Shabbos, and it's not Docha Tumah, and it's not Tadir. Oklak L'derach Zu. Or compare it to the Minchas Nedava, because it's also similar in a couple of ways. Dunin Yogel Mi Yogel. What does that stand for? Yachid. Chavitin and Nedava are a carbon yachid. We discussed yesterday from the Mikdash David and from other Achronim. Is the Chavitin a true yachid? The Mikdash David said it's a kind of a yachid, but it's also on behalf of the tzibur, so somewhere in the middle. It's a yachid that has some tzibur elements, and that's why you can have a backup Kohen Gadol bring it. And that's why if a Kohen Gadol dies, you can't bring it from the other half of his stuff. Because it's not a pure yachid that has shibud nechasim. So it's called yachid here by the Gemara, but it's not a true yachid in the regular sense. And the Ar Sameach, if you remember we mentioned yesterday, says maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. Exactly what it is that we're going to have on Amid Beis, as we'll see. Bezrat Hashem. So yachid, that's the yud. Biglau atzma. Both the chavitin and the minchas nedava come by the, for themselves, not for any karban. And lavona. And they both need lavona. Don't compare that to the Tumid. That does not get Lavona. They ain't done in Yogel Mishenu Yogel. So the Gemara says, just has it back and forth. You don't know, what do you compare it to? You know you're supposed to add on a lot of oil. More oil to the Minchas Chavitin. But you don't know how much oil. One lug or three lugin. That's the Shiloh. What do you compare it to? So, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, this is all the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Soles Mincha Tamid. The Chavitin is called Soles Mincha Tamid. Harahi Lachak, Minchas Tamidin. She compared it to the Tamid. Ma Minchas Tamidin. Gimalugan Lisaron. Afzu Gimalugan Lisaron. She, he had the first sad. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Reba Kan Shemen, Reba Minchas Kvasim Shemen. And it says by the Minchas Kvasim, which is the Mincha brought by the carbon, Tamid, Malahalan, Shloshes, Lugin, Lisaron, Afkan, Shloshes, Lugin, Lisaron. So, on the one hand, that seems correct, like the first opinion said, like Rabbi Shmuel says, Oklach, Lederach, Zu, or Shimon says, maybe I should go to the other way. Reba, Kan, Shemen, Reba, Minchas, Parim, Ve'elim, Shemen. Ve'elim, Shemen. By a par and an ayil, where there are different amounts of oil brought depending on the animal. Malahalan, Shnei, Lugin, Lisaron, Afkan, Shnei, Lugin, Lisaron. So, what do you compare it to? Do you compare it to the Keves, the tumid, as you compare it to the power of the aisle? So the Gemara says, near Lemi Dome. What is it more similar to? Done in Mincha Haba'a Isaron, Mi Mincha Haba'a Bisaron. Do you compare the Chavita to the Tamid? They ain't done in Mincha Haba'a Bisaron, Mi Mincha Haba'a Gimel V'Gimel, Beis V'Gimel Esronin. Do you compare it to that or not? So the Gemara goes, the Brisa keeps going back and forth. So now the Gemara asks a question on this Brisa. We already used why'd we bring this Brisa? To prove, all the way on top, Rava, that it goes into a Kli. So that we proved in the first line of the Brisa. But the rest of the Brisa is talking about that the Minchas Chavitin has extra oil added onto it. So we're asking, Hagufa Kasha. The Brisa seems to contradict itself. Amark b'shemen lahosef l'shemen. Originally it said that you add on extra oil. V'hadar tani namar kan shemen namar minchas nedava shemen. And then we're comparing it to the minchas nedava, which seems to say just the ikar shemen that's brought. So is it extra oil? or do you use that shemen just to teach me the regular din of kneading oil? So, three different answers how to understand the brisa. Amar Abaya, number one, man tana b'shemen lahosef Rabbi Shimon hi. Really, it's Rabbi Shimon who uses b'shemen lahosef originally. Ubedina man kama hader, Rabbi Yishmael. And then Rabbi Yishmael is answering him. Rashi works out exactly where in the brisa you have the breaks of the conversation, but it's two different people talking. Rabbi Shimon is the one that he added on the extra oil, because he's the one later on in the brisa that says, you might go by the amount of the par. The par and the larger animals which bring more. That's all. Whenever there's a suggestion in the brisa of bringing extra oil and more oil, that's Rabbi Shimon talking. Whenever you have the answer of just the basic din of bringing oil from the tamid, so that's Rabbi Yishmael talking. That's one. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Amar, a second way to understand the brisa. Kula Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broki. No, it's all Rabbi Yishmael. V'yachi Kamar. And this is just his thought process. This is his thought process, this whole back and forth. B'shemin lahosef l'shemin. First he thinks that b'shemin should teach me to add on extra shemin. De'ilik vo ha-shemin, if it's just to teach me that you need oil in the first place, lo tzorach, you don't need that. Kivin dechsiv ba'amachavas. Because it says a machvas, k'minchas machvas dami. It's like a mincha machvas, which also has oil. But then, Rabbi Yishmael himself, his thought process goes, oh, eino el l'kvola shemen, or maybe no. Maybe it's to teach me that you need shemen. D'ilo kaza rechmana b'shemen, if we wouldn't have said the word b'shemen, hava minitevi k'minchas chote. There's a mincha out there that doesn't have oil. So who says you should compare it to the minchas machvas? Maybe you should compare it to other minchas. And then hadar amar, and then he goes back and things. Tevi nami likvoa la shemen. No, maybe it's extra. It's an extra word. So you should be kovei shemen. And then we say tesi bidina, but maybe you can learn it out from a different context to be marbe. Vidun dina velo asyalei, and he doesn't know exactly what to learn. Do you compare it to another context to say you just need me ikaradin shemen, or do you say the extra word here? Va'atzucha kras solas min chatamid kidemisayim Rabbi Shmuel milsei. By the end of the day, he learned it out from solas min chatamid that you compare it to exactly just needing the regular amount of shemen, learning it out from a carbon tamid. But his answer, this second answer of Afuna Breder of Yeshua, is that it's all Rabbi Shmuel, and it's just his all his thought process going back and forth. So that's how you answer the stira. The chinuch, we mentioned this in mitzvah shir yesterday, 2 days ago, there is a separate isur d'oraisa. The Gemara here quoted that the minchas chote doesn't have any oil on it. That's a separate isur, two isur d'oraisas. Not putting oil on a mincha of a chote, and not putting lovona on a mincha of a chote. Two separate isur d'oraisas. The chinuch says, why not? In mitzvah kuf chav hei, the isur of putting oil on a minchas chote. Where does this come up? It comes up by the Olav Yoreds. In Parshas Vayikra, so there are certain Averis, not too many, three Averis, that if one does one of those Averis, Tumas Mikvash V'Kadoshav, Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Eidus, so then they have to bring a carbon based on their tax bracket. Most sins, if somebody's Mechal Shabbos Peshogeg, they have to bring a carbon Chatas, doesn't matter how rich or poor, you got to bring the animal. But if somebody does one of those other three Averis, they have to bring an animal, and if they're poor, they have to bring two birds, and if they're really poor, Dali Dalus, then they have to bring an Asiris Eifa, a little bit of flour. But the halacha is, Lo Yitein Ala Shemen, Lo Yitein Ala Lavona. You're not allowed to put Shemen or Lavona, and that's not just, says the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows it, that's not just a reality, what's called a Shalila. It doesn't get it, but that's an Isser D'Oraisa. One is not allowed to put oil or Lavona on the Mincha of a Chote, as our Gemara says. Why not? So we had earlier already one reason. Davav, all the way back, Reb Shimon says in Davav, really, we should say, said Reb Shimon, that it gets oil. Why? Shalo Yehei Chote Niskar. There's a Chote here, and his carbon is going to be more... it's going to be cheaper. That's not fair. But Reb Shimon says we don't want his carbon to be mehuder. We don't want his carbon to look beautiful with oil and the frankincense. That's why we don't put oil. That's reason number one. The chinuch gives a second reason, and the minchas chinuch wonders why does he come up with the second reason? It's again, most of the reasons the chinuch gives are not in Chazal. They're his own. They come up with the shorash mitzvah. But this was in Chazal. So ask the minchas chinuch. He doesn't answer the question. He just says, I don't see why he comes up with the second reason if the first reason already is in the Gemara. His second reason is that the ani is so poor, he barely has enough to just bring flour, so it'll be Michael on the oil and on the frankincense. He's so poor, so the anius itself is mechaber for him. He doesn't have to bring the oil or the frankincense anymore. Mipnei zeh, So a little kemach you could bring, but more than that, shalom la'atricha yoser. Ki Hashem baruch hu lo yatriach birya. Hashem is not interested in being matriachas. So those are the two reasons given in the chin of kuf lam and hay for the iser of putting oil on the minchas chote. Okay, that is all though. Second answer, how to read the brisa. Rabba Amar, five lines from the bottom. Kula Rabbi Shimon. The opposite. It's all Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Ilolo Nemar Kamar, the similar idea. It's had it not said this extra word. V'yachi Kamar. It's also his thought process. B'shem en l'hosef l'shemen. D'ilu k'mo l'shem en l'tzarech. Kivin d'chsib ba'al machvas k'machvas damye. First he says the same thing. V'ad shalo yomar b'shem en yishli b'din. Had it not said the word shemen to add on, I would have compared it not to add on. V'don dina lo asulei. But then it didn't work, the comparison. Because remember we said, klach l'derech zu. V'atzrecha b'shemen. So you need the word b'shemen to teach me the mikra din. Hadar amar, tevi, ki minchas par v'eilim. But then we said, no, compare it to the minchas par v'ayil, which has a lot of shemen. Hadar amar, donin, mincha ba'isaren v'chulu. So it goes back and forth, but it's all within Reb Shimon. So either way, how do you answer the stira? In the inner contradiction in the brisa, either you say answer number one is that basically it was a machlokas, depending on the different stages of the brisa, and the last two answers say that it's not a machlokas, it's just each person, one of the people thinking, and the thought process going back and forth. You compare it, you need the extra pasuk, v'chulu. Okay, says the Mishnah. Lo minu kohen acher tachta mishal miyais akreva. We alluded to this Mishnah yesterday. What happens if the kohen gadol dies in the middle of the day after he brings the first half of the minchas chavitin? So what do you do? So if you appointed another kohen gadol in the interim, that Sanhedrin got their act together, they did it quickly. So we mentioned that that kohen gadol brings in a whole shalem isaron. He splits it. He's makriv half of it. He takes the other half of the morning. No, he's mashlim that with what the earlier Kohen Gadol had brought, and the other two halves have to be nevad. They're nevad. Nothing to do about it. But what if they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol in the interim? Mishal mi haisa kreva. So Reb Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibur. Reb Yehuda Omer Mishal Yarshin. Reb Shimon says it comes from the Tzibur. Reb Yehuda says it comes from the Yarshin. Vishlema haisa kreva. We'll see who's talking, but Rashi assumes at least in one day that this is according to everybody. It's according to everybody. No matter who brings it in the afternoon, it's brought shalem, just like as if there had been a new Kohen Gadol, that he would bring a whole one and split it. But here, where there is no Kohen Gadol, they bring it shlema and they're makriv it shlema. They don't bring a shalem and then split it, but they're makriv an entire isaron. That's if there is no Kohen Gadol bringing it, but it's just the Yarshim or the Tzibur. Or the Tzibur bringing it. Remember, we mentioned yesterday and earlier today the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach Nochas Karim Pesach, who says, this Machlokas Tanoim is Gufa. How do you define a Minchas Chavitin? According to Reb Yehuda, a Minchas Chavitin is always considered a Karban Yachid, like we said in Amun Aleph. And that's why, even if there's no Kohen Gadol, the Ar should bring it. They're bringing it on the behalf of their father. Mashenkin Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says the Ar Sameach, it depends. Sometimes it could be a Karban Tzibur, like here. Sometimes it can be a Karban Yachid if the Kohen Gadol himself is bringing it. That is the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Karban Pesach. The Chazon Ish assumes that this, yeah? So that's, I just mentioned, it's not clear. The Gemara will talk about it, but Rashi assumes at least in one day, it's according to everybody. You see the sixth wide line in Rashi. The sixth skinny line in Rashi. The Bishlema lo Palagam Hudav Reb Shimon, mi Pia Mora. Rather, they're not arguing about that. At least according to one list of Rashi, they're not arguing about that element. The Chazon Ish writes that he thinks that in this case of Mishal Tzibur, there is no Bailim. There is no Bailim on the Karban. That's his Lashon. There is no Bailim. It just has to be brought. It's a Chiyuv of the Tzibur, but it's not like they're bringing it connected at all to the Kohen Gadol. There is no Bailim. It's an interesting Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam seems to paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. The Rambam says in Tzmidinu Musafin Gimel Chav Beis, Meis Kohen Gadol B'Shachris, Achar Shehikriv Chatzi Isaron, V'lo Minu Kohen Acher, Mivien Hayarshin Isaron Shalem, V'osan Osan Chavitin V'Shlem Ha'isakreva. That's the Rambam. That's the Frankel Girsa that I just read you. But if you look at the older versions of the Rambam, before Frankel, so the Rambam has two extra words. He quotes, Mevi'in hayarshin isaron shalem avur kaparaso. He has those two words. For his kapara. meaning their father's kapara. Avur kaparasos. So all the achronim discuss those two words at length. What are those two words teaching me? Is that connecting it more? And the Frankel takes that out. So you see the Rambam struggled with those two words. Is it really very connected to the Kohen Gadol after the Kohen Gadol dies? If it has a tzibur element, like we mentioned yesterday from the Mikdash David, you know, maybe you wouldn't say those two words, avur kaparaso. That is a discussion. Just one final point, and then we'll continue. The Yer Sameach also, it's just a simple question. You don't think about these things, though. The Yer Sameach says, how could the Yerushim bring it? They're owning him. Their father just died. And owning is not allowed to be Mishaleach Karbonosav. Right, so you don't think, it's such a pashakasha. In order to be Mishaleach, unless you say it's a Gzeiras HaKasav. That's what he says. There are some there in Hilchos Yidden Musaf and in Gimel Chafez. Unless he says Xeris Hakasev, you know, I don't know why they would be able to be Mishaleach their Karbanis. Okay, Vayta Tana Rabbanon Kohen Gadol Shemes Lo Minu Acher Kohen Acher Tachta. The Kohen Gadol that died, they didn't appoint another one in the interim. Minayin Shadei Min Chazak Kreve Mishal Yarshim. How do you know that it's from the Yarshim? Rabbi Yehuda Tamalomar Vakohen Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav Yaseh Usa. Hakohen Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav. Yaseh Osa. So we dash it from there. Yachal Yakbi Venachatzon. You might think that if the Yerushim bring it, they only bring half. Tamalomar Osa. Kula Velochetzia. Div Rabbi Yehuda. They bring the whole. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Chak Olam. Mishel Olam. We dash it Mishel Olam, meaning from the Tzibur. Khalil Taktar. Shetei Kula Baktaro. That it's all. So here, this version has a Mefurish that they both hold of it. They both hold of the Shalem. What Rashi said. Fine, that's the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. So now, what does each one do with the other one's source? V'hai ha-koina Mashiach l'hach Yehuda asa. This koina Mashiach, is that what it's used for? Right, meaning according to the first Rabbi Yehuda, ha-mibar l'kid etanya, don't use that pasuk for the following. Zek karban aron uvana v'sheyek yivu l'ashem, b'yomi mashach uso, yochol yiv aron uvana makbivet karban echad. You might think that Aaron and his sons, they all team up for one karban. Tamalomar, asher yagrivu l'ashem in plural. Aaron b'fnei atzmo, ubana b'fnei atzmon. As we started off today, there's a separate chavitin, and there's a separate minchas chinuch. Banav elu kohenim hedyotos. Banav referred to kohenim hedyotos. Ata omer kohenim hedyotos, o enu elu kohenim gedolim. You might think banav means his children who follow Aaron, all the kohenim gedolim in history. Kishu omer v'hakohen ha-mashiach, tachtav mi banav, ha-koha gadol amur. Hamani mekayim banav, elu kohenim hedyotos. Question mark. So you see, it's used up. It's used to teach me that eat the Kohen Hedyot or the Kohen Gadol don't bring the same carbon. So how could you use that to teach me this halacha that the Yerushim bring it? So Gemara says, no. Imkein lichtav kra hakohen hamashiach tatav banav yaaseh. My mi banav shabin atarti. Okay, you learn it from there. Reb Shimon hay osa may avalei. What does Reb Shimon do with the osa? Because he learns out shalem from Khalil Taktar. So what does he use learn osa from? Mibaylei, he learns it for the following halacha. L'koin gadol shemesu minu acher tachtav. Shalo yavi chati yisar mibeso. V'lo chati yisar shal rishon. You learn it out that the new koin gadol should not bring a half yisar from his house and chati yisar from the rishon. No, osa, it has to be whole. It seems like, look what I mentioned yesterday, it seems like it's brought from his house. Seems like it's brought mibeso, the minchas chavitin, not brought from the tzibur's money. V'tepeglei min umachatisa. Why don't you learn it out from the word umachatisa, from the extra vav? Vav lo darsh. No, he doesn't learn that extra vav. That's all Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda hay chak olam may avalei. What does he use chak olam for? If he, Reb Yehuda, learns osa to teach me shalem, what does he use chak olam for? I'm sorry. He learns Yarshim from Banav. So what does he use Chak Olam for, which Reb Shimon had used to mean Mei Olam? Chuka La'olam Tehei. To teach me that this halacha applies forever. It's not a special din in Aaron HaKohen. Rashi says, Shetei Mitzvah Zunu Heges L'Doros. So the Rashba and others discuss what's the Havamina. Why would you have thought this halacha doesn't apply forever? You just thought a special din in Aaron himself? So why would you have thought that? But maybe it's a din in the Miluim you would have thought? But that's what some of the Rashba and Achronim discuss. Khalil Taktar Lamali. So what does he need Khalil Taktar for? Mi brother, look at the Tanya. Ainli Ella El Yona Minchas Kohen Gadol b'Khalil Taktar. If you learn the Psukin, the Khalil Taktar, I would have learned that to the Minchas Kohen Gadol, the Chavitin. V'tachtona Minchas Kohen Hedyot below Tochal. And the Minchas Kohen Hedyot, the Minchas Chinuch, there's an Isser Achila. So one has a mitzvah haktara, and one has an isser achila. How do I know to put both by both? Meaning, if I eat either one. There's an Isser Daraisa. There's not just an Isser Asay. Tamal Omar, Kalil, Kalil, Xer Shava. Nemar Khan, Kalil, Vanemar Lahalon, Kalil. Malakan, Bik Kalil, Taktar, Atlalam, Kalil, Taktar. Just like here. You have the mitzvah to burn it also to here. Umalahalam litin losa se alachiloso, afkan litin losa se alachiloso. Period. So, that was all figuring out what each of the tanoim do with the other ones, psukim. You learn all of these halachas. Period. One final section. Visav Reb Shimon Mishal Tzibra Daraisa. One second. Reb Shimon holds, like in the Mishnah, he goes Mishal Tzibra if the Kohen Gadol dies. That's a din daraisa. A din daraisa, if there's no Kohen Gadol, comes from the Tzibur, but now we learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim says that there were seven takaras derabanan. Amar Reb Shimon, Shivat Varim Eskinu Bezdin. There were seven takanos, and it lists a few of them. V'zeh echad mehem. One of them was, Ovi kochavim sheshalach ola somi medinas hayam. A goy that sends his ola. Remember, the only carbon that a goy can bring is a carbon ola. So if he sends his ola from far away, shalach ima nesachim. If he sent nesachim with it, kreva mishalo. That you send, bring those, every ola in shlamim need nesachim. The wine and the flour. So if he sent nesachim, fine. You marker that with it. V'im lav, kreva mishal sibur. And if not, that Tzibur has to supply the Nesachim for the guy. Number one. V'chein, we'll get back to that. V'chein, ger shemeis v'niach zvachim, and also a ger that died and he left karbanas. Yesh lo Nesachim krevi mishalo, v'yim lav krevi mishal Tzibur. Right, because he has no yarshim. Number three. V'tznai bezanu, here's the important one for us. Shekoen gadol shemeis, v'lominu koen acher tachtav, shedemin chasa krevi mishal Tzibur. So what's Rav Shimon talking about? That it's a din daraisa. It's a din darabanan. Takana Drabanan. Why was it Takana Drabanan? We'll see in a second, but it's Takana Drabanan. Second is a Daraisa. So I'm Rabbi Avo, another with three stages. Shnei Takanos Havi. Daraisa midasibur. Like he darshant. Really, the din Daraisa was that it comes from the Tzibur. Kivan dechazu dekad mitcha kalishka. But once they saw that it was becoming very difficult, that the right, there was a mitcha, that they had to use a lot of money. Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Yuma during Mikdash Sheni, that there were all these Rishayim that were, they kept dying. So they didn't appoint one in the interim, and they kept taking money for the Chavitin. So it was very hard on the temple treasury. So once they saw that it was very difficult, takinu deligvi miyarshim. So they made a takana, yarshim. Step two. Kiva dechazu dekapashiba. Once they saw that they just weren't bringing it, because they weren't interested. Right, if the fathers were Rishon, the kids weren't so interested either. So upa daraisa, they put it back to the daraisa. So there was a stage daraisa that for yarshim, and there was a stage drabanan yarshim as well. Okay, that is the two stages of tzibur. There was a stage daraisa of tzibur, a stage drabanan of tzibur. One final point: the Gemara says in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Memhei that a goy does not bring nesachim. Zvachim Memhei Mabes. A guy doesn't send his nesachim, and Rashi there quotes, this is only machmas atzmo. He doesn't send nesachim. He can't bring no Dave nesachim. But if he's sending a carbon, then he can send nesachim with it. That's Rashi. But if you look on the Rambam and Meiser Karbanas, Gimel Hay, the Rambam seems to exclude a guy from nesachim, period. Meiser Karbanas, let me just find it. Gimel Hay, the Rambam says, Olas hagoyim ein mivin imahem nesachim. Shenemar kol haezrach yaseh kacha. Avon niskeyem kraven mishal tzibur. Shenemar kacha tasu lechanikim isparam. Ask the lechem mishnah, ask the achronim, what does he do with our gemara? What does he do with our gemara? Our gemara says mefurish. If the guy send it along with his karbon, so you bring it with with his karbon. And if not, then you have to bring it with a tzibur. The Rambam seems to say you don't accept nesachim from a guy. Just like you don't accept other karbonis from a guy. So what is the Rambam, how does the Rambam say that? So it's against the Gemara. Yeah, stam yenim, you have that question, but on a Daraisa level, if they're excluded, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? So the Brisker Rav, just to mention it, you can look at it inside, the Brisker Rav says, they're allowed to physically send the Nesachim, but they can't be considered the Mevi'im of the Nesachim. They're not the Mevi'im, that's the language of the Rambam. They could send it, but when you bring these nesachim along with the karban, it's not because they're the mevi'im. They're not the mevi'im. They can't be the mevi'im. Afal gav demiyuta de ezrach ul'inyin etzem ha'ava, she'ni yachal lahavi nesachim klal, lo b'fei aslam v'loim ha'zevach, against that Rashi, mikom makom, hari avadid yachal asos maisa ha'hektish shal nesachim, v'rakti yugufei lav bar ha'vahu, They could be the Maisa Hakdasha on it, but they cannot be the Mevi'in. Benesachim, the Karban Atzma Sarach Sheyukra V'imunesachim, Af She'in Kan Bailim HaMevi'in. Well, the fees are mivur hate. Hard on the sachem shall nachri craven. If you have to nachri labar avas the sachemu, kiva dek de shov on the sachem. Al kalpanim kayem a shaper. Yechon li karv ima karban. Velo gri mi the sachem elo. The sachem abam mishal tibur. The gam kain lav b'nei havas the sachem nino al karban ze. And therefore, they could physically send it, but they're not called the Mevi'in. That's the Rambam. The Rambam is telling you a conceptual point, not a reality point. What does it mean? The guy can't? The guy can send it and we'll use those. But they're not called the halachic Mevi'im of those. Okay? Well, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue, B'ez Hashem, as we close in on the end of the parak, which tomorrow we, B'ez Hashem, we finish.